Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Adam and Dean, they're both firefighters.
Yep.
Dean wanted me to mess with Adam for his birthday.
Okay.
He made sure that it was not an emergency time. I didn't want to be wasting his time. I was a little nervous about this.
Yeah.
But I called Adam at the firehouse to see if I could rent a fire truck for my son's birthday party. Hey, how are you? This is Ray. I live right around the corner from the firehouse.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Good. Is who am I speaking with?
This is Adam here at the firehouse.
Oh, good. Adam. My son, you know, he's having a big birthday party. He's turning 8, and he loves you guys. You do a great job. I'm not bugging you or anything, right? This is...
Oh, no, we're just in between calls. You're good.
Okay. You know, we live right around the corner, a couple of streets down from your firehouse. We're big fans of you guys.
Oh, well, appreciate that. I mean, you guys should stop by any time. I mean, we're right here. Come on down. We'll give you a nice little tour.
Cool. We appreciate that. I was actually hoping to get the truck at our house for the party, though.
Yeah, that's just not something we do. I mean, we don't rent anything. I mean, it's got to be a real emergency. I mean, there's got to be a fire or something going on for us to get the trucks out. I mean, you can appreciate that, right?
You don't just take them out for a spin every once in a while? Maybe stop by? You know, I saw a truck at our neighbor's house. They were having a party, and it looks like there was a truck over there for a little while.
I don't think so. No. That's not something we really do.
I couldn't, pay you direct. I mean, you know, on the down low. I mean, I'd give you, a couple $100 or something to just stop by. Make my 8-year-old so happy.
I appreciate what you're doing. I sound like a great dad and everything, but, we just can't take out equipment to make kids happy. I mean, it's just not what we do.
Okay, all right. So, what... If somebody was like, I don't know, choking on a piece of birthday cake or something, would the truck come out for that?
That wouldn't be a truck event. I mean, you'd have to be, that'd be more of an ambulance call, to be honest with you. But no, that's not, it's going to be real fire, I mean,
okay, so how many candles on a cake would constitute a big enough fire to bring the truck out just to put out the candles?
You are killing me. No. We really can't get the trucks out for something like that. I mean, it's just not that kind of thing.
All right. If we had, a fire pit that the fire was getting a little out of control, would you, you guys would come out and put it out, right, if there was an actual...
I mean, I appreciate how creative you are. I mean, you sound like a great dad, like I said, but not for a fire pit.
Okay, so how big of a fire are we talking then to bring out the big truck with the hoses?
Like a building on fire, a house on fire, there's some real heat going on. You know what I mean? Like not just for fire pit or candles or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, I got an old chicken coop. What if there was an old chicken coop out back that was mysteriously on fire?
Sir, I don't know if I can keep taking these requests. I mean, the fire coop. Now you're getting.
All right, but let's just say theoretically, a chicken coop was on fire, and you brought out the truck and you put it out. Would you let the kids kind of shoot the hose and climb the ladders and stuff?
No, not when we're on a call. You can't do that.
Even if I, gave you a couple $100?
No, you're really...
service?
That's not something we can do.
What about cats stuck up a tree? Cats stuck up a tree? Do you guys bring out the ladder trucks?
Cats.
Yeah.
That does not happen often anymore. So, no. Yeah, it's not something we really bring out the trucks for either.
So what are you guys doing on Saturday? I mean, you'll be around? We're having the party around.
We're working a shift. Yeah.
Okay. We're having the party around 3.
We're not coming to your party, sir. I'm sorry.
Do you have little fire hats for the kids?
No, sir. That's not something we do.
Okay. Well, hey, keep up the great work. And, if you happen to see Dean around the firehouse.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he put me up to this.
Yeah, this is a Brian Bellbuster, Adam.
Oh, you guys are terrible, man. I was like, who is this guy? You can't take no for an answer.
Hey, Dean just wanted to say happy birthday, and I guess you guys mess with each other when you're, not out risking your lives fighting fires.
I was just like, what kind of a person? I mean, the nose knows. That was great.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show, and thanks for doing what you do, and have a great birthday. All right, be safe.
All right, thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.